This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a remembrance of a Western Wisconsin singer.
In the early 1960s, New York City's Queen of the Beatniks was a young woman from Chippewa Falls. Judy Henske wowed audiences for decades with her deep, soulful voice, sadly passing away in 2022 at age 85. Writer Patty C. looks back on Henske's talent and Western Wisconsin's influence on the singer.
One of Woody Allen's most famous film characters was an aspiring singer from Chippewa Falls, loosely based on his one-time girlfriend, Judy Henske. I watched Annie Hall at McDonnell High, Judy's alma mater. Our English teacher recorded this 1977 Best Picture winner from TV to show us in 1984. At 16, I was thrilled our town was even mentioned in a movie, no matter how it was depicted, a podunk place from which creatives had no choice but to escape. This is not the story of how a Chippewa girl became Annie Hall. Much more interesting is how Judy Henske became Queen of the Beatniks, a title given to her by a record producer who also worked with the Rolling Stones.
And there's a high-flying bird way up in the sky.
In the early 1960s, Judy sang in Greenwich Village coffee houses where a stew of artists and poets hung out. This beat generation rejected consumerism and embraced free thought, like the bold and bawdy 6-foot-tall rising star they came to see. She talked about this in 2021 as a guest on Al Ross's Spectrum West show on Wisconsin Public Radio.
I think I was a natural beatnik. If you were a beatnik, practically all you ever did was read.
Judy signed with Elektra Records in 1963 when she was 26 years old. That same year, she was lauded in Time and Newsweek. One reviewer wrote, "Standing head and shoulders above the new contenders is a 6-foot hollyhock who is blooming with talent, praiseworthy for her singing of blues, folk ballads, and popular songs, as well as for her freely improvised patter."
I said, "Wait in the water."
Anyone who heard her even once recognized she belonged on stage. Before she became queen, she sang in the choir at Notre Dame Church. A nun once put a hymnal on Judy's chest and stood on it to help her develop vocal power. When you hear her wailing rendition of this spiritual, first sung by enslaved people, you can feel that power.
God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, there must have been a baby's Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water.
She once told a reporter, "I was a belting person. I had a harder edge to what I was doing." Judy appeared in clubs where she opened for Lenny Bruce and Woody Allen.
I sang at the Village Gate, which was not a folk music club. It was much more a jazz club.
Judy never forgot her roots. In 1964, she turned down a recurring role on the Judy Garland Show after being asked to do a skit that made fun of Midwestern farmers. She remembered, "I told them this isn't funny. It doesn't have anything to do with being from a small town." In 2021, when Judy appeared on Spectrum West, no one knew it would be her final interview for a Wisconsin audience. Judy died 6 months later. Her obituary in the New York Times claimed her voice conjured Billie Holiday and foreshadowed Janis Joplin. Judy told Al,
"I don't want to talk about music. I want to talk about Chippewa."
And she pronounced it like the rest of us natives.
"I know you right up, gonna miss me when I'm gone."
Writer Patty C. brought us that tribute to Judy Henske, a Chippewa Falls native and the crowned Queen of the Beatniks. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.